AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Experts are calling it preposterous and more theater than strategy. President Trump is announcing a punishing 5% tax on all imports from Mexico, demanding it do more to stop immigrants from crossing the border illegally.
Trump announced the decision by tweet after telling reporters earlier that he was planning a major statement that would be his biggest so far on the border. In his tweet, the president said the 5% tariff will go into effect on June 10th. Trump tweeted that the tariff will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, at which time the tariffs will be removed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mexico's president fired off a letter to President Trump late last night, slamming what he calls coercive measures that he says will not solve social problems. More and more Democratic lawmakers want to begin impeachment proceedings against the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is talking to Jimmy Kimmel about that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still isn't ready to impeach President Trump. While outside groups, plus many fellow Democrats, say it's time, Pelosi continues to promise the House will methodically pursue its investigations of Trump wherever they lead.
He knows what his violations have been.
Telling ABC's Jimmy Kimmel,
we're on a path to gain information. The public deserves to know the truth.
Yes.
The facts.
For his part, the president says impeachment is a dirty, filthy, disgusting word, adding the courts would never allow it. Matt Small, Washington.
Louisiana's governor has signed into law a ban on abortion as soon as a fetal heartbeat is detected. Louisiana's the fifth state with a new law like that. Alabama's gone further, outlawing virtually all abortions. California regulators have approved allowing utilities to cut off electricity to customers to avoid catastrophic wildfires like the one sparked by power lines last year in Paradise. This is AP Radio News. The number of measles cases in the U.S. is higher than it's been in more than a quarter century.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at last count, there have been 971 measles cases so far this year. Overall vaccination rates have remained fairly high, but the outbreaks have been in communities where parents have rejected recommendations to get measles shots. Experts are not sure when this wave of cases will stop. Illnesses have been reported in 26 states, but the vast majority are in New York City, mainly among unvaccinated children in Orthodox Jewish communities. Measles had become rare after vaccination campaigns that started in the 1960s. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee ended in an eight-way tie, with each winner getting the full $50,000 prize. One of the winners, an exhausted 13-year-old from New Jersey, said, "I'm very glad they stopped where they did." I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.